All right, on this very interesting morning here on Robin Hood Radio, we'll bring in Pat Pagano. Good morning, Pat.
And good morning, and how are you?
Oh, I'm terrible. Terrible. I cannot control my main on-air computer. The mouse is not working. It's not the batteries. I plugged another mouse in. That's not working. I can't even control it with the keyboard. So, after we talk this morning, we might have to change our programming and go to either NPR for the next hour or so to see if I can get this problem fixed. It's not a good morning, and I have a cat at home that's ready to pass over the Rainbow Bridge. Very rough couple of days at the house on this, yesterday and today and this morning. So I'm waiting on that. So it's been a pretty rotten start to the week, Pat.
Well, I mean, I never heard of that.
Yeah. Yeah, I've never seen it either. I've just never seen a mouse stop working, and like I said, I plugged another mouse into it.
Yeah, you did,
and it still wasn't working. So
did the computer tell you that it recognized the device when you plugged it in?
No.
Oh,
well, the computer's not telling me anything.
It's not telling you anything. And I'm assuming you rebooted.
Yeah, I rebooted. And that didn't do it. And while we're speaking again, as a matter of fact, I'm going to do the same thing.
It's amazing what you can go through with these computers, because one day from the next, you just never know what to expect. It's like the weather. You never know what to expect. Today will be a partly sunny day. There'll be a dry breeze. You don't have to worry about humidity. But it's going to be mighty warm, mid and upper 80s. Partly cloudy tonight, mid and upper 60s. Tomorrow, hazy, hot, humid day, showers and thunderstorms will fire up in the afternoon. Some of them will have gusty winds. We'll be in the low 90s. And then behind the front, partly sunny, less humid, but still very warm, 85 to 90 Wednesday. Sun and clouds, 80, but there will probably be storms later Thursday and a chance of showers and thunderstorms on Friday. I don't think the weekend is without any rain, but I don't see any all-day rains. But I have a feeling that over the weekend, we're going to have to include a shower or thunderstorm here and there over the weekend. But it is almost mid-July.
Yes, it is.
And we'll be right along.
I'm looking here once again, and nothing is happening here. Nothing is happening here. Absolutely amazing.
Did you try starting it in safe mode?
There's no such thing as that on this computer.
Okay. Yeah, I don't think there's a safe mode on this computer anymore either. It used to be on the older ones, but not on the ones that I have. But
I'm pushing a button and I got an internet browser.
Well, at least that works.
I don't want it to work. I just want my computer back.
Right. Well, so are you going to call an IT guy?
Yeah, I think.
Going to have to. Well, in the meantime, I got my fireplace mantle up, got into the studio. I started on the set, and I got a good deal of the set done Saturday and Sunday. Plus, I also set up the studio for the viewing of last year's movie, which takes place at the end of the month. That's probably premature, but I got that set all up. You know, I just don't know how time is going. I mean, I won't be up there this weekend or next weekend because of vacation. So by the time I get back there, it's already the 24th of July. And then the following weekend is when we show the movie. So I just didn't want to take chances, and I got as much done as possible at the studio. And then I went back to the cabin, and I got some stuff done there. I had to paint some, sand down and paint some tables and stuff like that. So I got all of that done. So it was a very, very productive weekend, and I have to tell you, the weather could not be any better.
Yeah, well, we had a lot going on around here this weekend, and you're right, the weather couldn't be any better. It was a perfect weekend.
Yeah, And, you know, again, as I tell everybody, every day that passes by that we don't hit 90 plus is just one less day that we will. Because, you know, the chances do start getting lower and lower as you move through July and August. I mean, in fact, right now, our normal high is 85. I believe our normal high goes to 86, and that's it. And then it starts going back down again. So we're almost at the highest normal for the year. What can I tell you?
You're meant to say something to make me feel happy this morning, Pat.
Oh, okay. Well, when Saturday night we got together at my cabin with several of the friends, and I decided to play Trivial Pursuit, the Genesis 5 edition.
Yep.
I can't tell you how much laughing we did. And I think we started that about, maybe we started about 9 o'clock. And it was 12:30. And there was one team that had already made it to the center, but they couldn't get all of the categories. So we kept, you know, waiting and waiting and waiting. And then finally everyone said, you know what? It's 12:30. They're the winners. Goodbye. Good night. But we had a very nice time. I haven't played board games in a long, long time.
So you had fun. Yes.
What was the first state in the U.S.?
What was the what?
First state in the United States. It was a trivia question.
I should know.
I didn't know this. You would think I would.
The first state, I would have to say... Well, Massachusetts isn't a state, so it's not Massachusetts. It's got to be, it has to be in the Northeast. I don't know. What is it?
Delaware.
I was going to say Delaware or Virginia. I was going to say that.
Yeah. And I didn't know that. And, of course, I missed that one. And then whenever it came to some of the presidential questions, you know, forget it. I was completely way out of the ballpark there. I just left it up for the rest of the team to talk about that. I am just not a history buff at all. Never was and never will be. Isn't that funny? A lot of people just are so intrigued by all historic facts and all of that stuff. I have a hard time even recollecting some of the stuff that I had to learn when I was in school. But I even then, I thought history was boring.
Well, you know, I'm normally pretty good in that. I guess that's a funny question, and I should have known the answer to that.
Hmm.
I should have known the answer to that. There's no doubt about it. And that's one of those things that I feel a little embarrassed about.
I do too, because everyone said, "Oh, come on! How you didn't get that?" Blah 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 blah. So, you know, what can I tell you? What is that? And don't forget, I don't drink, so I couldn't blame it on that. I couldn't say, "Oh, I'm a little tipsy." Wow. I'm Googling something for you right now. It says, in most cases, when a mouse and or keyboard become unresponsive, one or two things are to blame. The batteries, and we know that's not the case, or the drivers for either or both devices need to be updated.
Yeah, no, but you would get a notification with that. It's just the mouse is just not connecting itself. You know, it's not connecting in any of the port. And this is a specialized computer. Well, you know, and it doesn't have a million. It doesn't have a million. A million things. It doesn't have like a million mouse ports, okay?
Right, and you tried replacing. You even used a different mouse.
Yeah. It's not been a good morning. Like I said, it's been a very tough morning.
Oh, sorry to hear that. But, and you don't think it's the drivers?
No. I think I'm going to have to discontinue my normal programming. And go to other programming, just to be able to do it, just to be able to try to fix it, because I'm sitting here and I just can't, I have no idea. You know, it's one of those few times where I'm absolutely perplexed. I have no idea.
Really? And if you don't, no one else will.
I have no idea what's going on with it. So so what I'll do at the top of the hour, I'll do a legal ID, and I'm going to throw things over to NPR and hopefully fix it by the time Arthur Schwartz, the food maven, comes on. If not, what the heck? It's, you know what? It could be worse. It could be worse.
Yeah. It could always be worse, but I would call you IT guy, IT guy, because...
I'm the IT guy,
man. You're the IT guy.
I'm the IT guy.
Oh, geez.
And the IT guy is...
And the IT guy's baffled.
He's stumped this morning.
Oh, nuts.
When anybody always tells me, call the IT guy, I'm the IT guy. There is no IT guy.
You mean there aren't any listeners out there that could help you?
I don't know. No, you'd have to come in and see it. So what I'm going to do is go to alternate programming and see if I can figure out what the problem is and fix it. That's the only thing I can do. All right. So, Pat, give us what the forecast is one more time.
Well, again, today's a nice day. You're in the mid and upper 80s, but with a nice breeze and partly sunny and dry. Good luck, Marshall.
Pat, I'll speak to you tomorrow.
All right, sounds good.
Take care. Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center here on Robin Hood Radio.